Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Your wrestling nostalgia gets started in just a minute. Tonight, looking at Survivor Series 2002, specifically looking at the very first Elimination Chamber match ever held, and it took place in none other than New York City. So we're going to get started on the match. We're going to get you into some audio and listen to my reaction real time, as we always do every week on Wednesday. And this week is going to be very special, so let's just get this damn thing underway.
It's time for your weekly fix of wrestling nostalgia, when we look at wrestling's past eras, from the Attitude Era to the Reality Era.
I'd like to think that maybe this company will be better after Vince McMahon's dead, but the fact is, it's going to get taken over by his idiotic daughter and his doofus son-in-law and the rest of his stupid family.
To today. Here on the WWE Podcast.
Welcome, everybody, to the WWE Podcast. It's Wrestling Nostalgia Night, and a very interesting topic tonight, and as it always is, right? Wrestling Nostalgia Night's never boring. It's never boring because we get to leave the troubles of today. We get to leave all the gripes and complaints that we have about today's product and leave them all behind and go back to the glory days of wrestling and pick out some of the good things. And I know that everything that I choose is not something that everyone else would choose. So yes, this is a subjective show when it comes to picking a wrestling nostalgia moment that was big in the annals of WWE and has stood the test of time. And tonight, as this suggestion came to me from one of my co-hosts, Anthony, and he had a good one. This was a good one. The very first Survivor Series, Elimination Chamber match that took place at Survivor Series in New York City at Madison Square Garden in 2002. And it's very apropos also that I choose this because of the timing with Elimination Chamber right around the corner. 2 weeks after Super Showdown, boom, we get the Elimination Chamber. And so as we look ahead to WrestleMania and Elimination Chamber, the pay-per-view that precedes it, we have to look back 18 years to the very first Elimination Chamber match that took place again in Madison Square Garden in 2002 at Survivor Series. If you want to know the specific date, it's November 17th, 2002. So a big year in WWE, and this is a big year because this was the time in which WWE was transitioning out of the Attitude Era and transitioned into the Ruthless Aggression Era. And it was still TV-14. It would be TV-14 up until 2008. But it was a part two of the TV-14 era after the Ruthless Aggression Era began. And it really rang in with John Cena debuting on June 27th of that year. So when you think back to this, John Cena had only been in the WWE for 5 months. So John Cena was a green act. He was kind of the unknown. We all remember his debut against Kurt Angle. He would become the Doctor of Thugonomics, and then obviously the rest is history with what he was able to accomplish in his career, which is one of the greatest careers of all time. Given he never really had a heel run, outside of a momentary heel run as the Doctor of Thuganomics. I remember he faced The Undertaker as the Doctor, and he was the heel then, but it was a short run. So he hasn't had a real heel run in his entire career. I'm hoping Roman Reigns doesn't follow that. Time will tell. So I just wanted to frame the time in which we're looking here and put the lens of 2002 on. On this card, if you're looking at the rest of the card from Survivor Series 2002, let's just take a quick look at that. And when we look at this card, the first match was Lance Storm and William Regal defeating Goldust and the Hurricane in a tag team match. The Dudley Boys and Jeff Hardy defeated 3-Minute Warning and Rico, which again, 3-Minute Warning was Jamal and Rosie. And that was an elimination tables match. Billy Kidman defeated Jamie Noble with Nydia. I believe Nydia was on Tough Enough. That's how she came about. In a singles match for the Cruiserweight Championship, Victoria defeated Trish Stratus at a hardcore match for the WWE Women's Championship in 7 minutes. Big Show defeated Brock Lesnar with Paul Heyman in a match for the WWE Championship in only 4 minutes. And the significance of that match was, yes, the Big Show beat Lesnar, but this was when Paul Heyman turned on Lesnar. If you remember, there was that turn. He pulled the referee out of the ring after Brock Lesnar hit the F5 on Big Show, which was a crazy feat of strength. I remember seeing that visual of it. I could still see it. It's just crazy. And Paul Heyman turned on him. I remember that very well. Los Guerreros, which consisted of Chavo Guerrero and Eddie Guerrero, one of the greatest of all time, defeated Edge and Rey Mysterio and Chris Benoit and Kurt Angle in a triple threat elimination match for the WWE Tag Team Championship. And then, of course, the main event, which is what we're here to talk about, the Elimination Chamber match for the World Heavyweight Championship, the very first one. We had Triple H, Shawn Michaels, Booker T, Chris Jericho, Kane, and Rob Van Dam in this match. And I remember going into this match saying, well, it's cool that Michaels is back, but there's no way he's going to win it. It just doesn't make sense. I was under the impression Triple H was probably going to win it. However, if we remember, you go back to SummerSlam 2002, just a mere, 3 months earlier, you had Shawn Michaels come back out of retirement and face Triple H in that street fight. And at the end of that match, Triple H took a sledgehammer to the back of Shawn Michaels and perceivably left him paralyzed. And I think they left the door open for that because if Michaels was using this as a test, then he could say, well, Triple H ended my career. And if they wanted to continue it, they could say that he made a recovery and all is well. So I know we're not talking about the SummerSlam 2002 match, but it's a cool deal to have Michaels back at this time. And, we all know the outcome of this match. I don't think it's a secret. And this led into one of the greatest rivalries of all time, in my estimation, of Shawn Michaels versus Triple H. And this went on and on and on for quite some time. I can remember when Triple H was going to act like he was regenerating Degeneration X. And he was back with Shawn Michaels. And he was saying, let's get ready to suck it. And then kaboom, pedigree on Shawn Michaels. So, sound familiar with Randy Orton and Rated RKO? Yeah, the storylines sometimes repeat themselves. But the rivalry of Shawn Michaels and Triple H, which continued here. It started at SummerSlam 2002 and then continued through the Elimination Chamber, which was the Survivor Series pay-per-view. And don't forget, Elimination Chamber didn't have its own pay-per-view name yet, right? The Elimination Chamber match was a match on the card, but it wasn't the name of the pay-per-view. And it was a match that was utilized when needed. It wasn't a match that had its own just part of the calendar type of pay-per-view, type of match. And that's what I like. So, you know, they've done this with Hell in a Cell. They've gimmicked it up and watered it down. They've done it with Elimination Chamber. But with it being the first one, it was special because Eric Bischoff came out and was the, at least on-air, mastermind for this Elimination Chamber structure. And I remember him specifically talking about how the superstars would be contained in this bulletproof glass. Bulletproof glass. Only to be proven wrong by none other than Bill Goldberg the following year, with Triple H feuding with Bill Goldberg and having Goldberg spear Triple H through that bulletproof glass. So apparently Bill Goldberg's spear has a higher forward velocity than does a speeding bullet. So that is one point that I will never forget about the statistics or the structural integrity of the chamber as it was described by Eric Bischoff. So that was just something that will always stick with me. And part of me still wants to believe that those pods are bulletproof glass. But obviously we've seen since then many superstars get thrown through it, and it's clearly not. But I that will just stick with me forever, the way Eric Bischoff described it. And so this match is set up. It's in the Garden. You've got Michaels. You've got Triple H with Ric Flair. You've got Rob Van Dam. You've got Kane, Chris Jericho, and Booker T. So we're going to get to some audio from that match right after this.
You're listening to the WWE Podcast. We'll be right back after this short break.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Have you heard of nootropics before? They are supplements that, if used right, can enhance your cognitive performance. Whether you'd like to improve your focus, mindfulness, energy levels, or reduce your anxiety, Neutralize have gone through the best science available for 77 nootropics, and will match a nootropic to your selected effects based on these studies. Go to beta.neutralize.com. That's beta.neutralize, NOOTRALIZE.com, to find a nootropic for your specific goals. Start engineering cognitive performance and happiness in your experience. Go to beta.neutralize.com. I use nootropics on a daily basis. It really helps clear up my brain fog and focus on the task at hand. So check out beta.neutralize, NOOTRALIZE.com today.
Welcome back to the WWE Podcast. Let's get back to more great wrestling audio.
All right, guys, welcome back. So, as I'm going through my audio clips here, I did notice I do have the part where Eric Bischoff talks about the bulletproof glass, and this actually happened just before the match took place. Just before it started, Bischoff came out and explained the rules again about how this match is going to work, and ran through some stats. So let's just take a listen. As I was watching this during the break, it made me chuckle.
2 miles! Of chain, wow. Over 10 tons of solid steel designed to punish the human body, and six Raw superstars willing to put themselves through hell for the ultimate prize, the World Heavyweight Championship. Now here's how it's all going to happen. The first four men that enter this ring, they're going to step inside and be confined to an internal locked chamber. Behind bulletproof plexiglass and steel.
Bulletproof.
Every 5 minutes, one of these chambers will be unlocked in random order by one of four referees. The last two men you see enter the ring tonight, they're going to start the contest. Now, elimination, it can happen one of two ways. Either by pinfall, or if you can't stand the pain, and if you can't stand the punishment, then by submission. Until there is one, just one, sole survivor, and that man becoming the World Heavyweight Champion.
So Eric Bischoff comes out, obviously, explains the rules again. And I remember the build-up to this. WWE was just over and over and over talking about the rules to this match, you know. And it got to the point where it was almost as if they were explaining the Royal Rumble rules to us, you know, or how triple threat rules work. And it was just getting like, okay, I haven't seen this match before, but I get how it works. But Eric Bischoff being the one to come out and, you know, play that it was his idea for this structure, I think it all worked. And yeah, his plexiglass, bulletproof plexiglass statement was pretty funny. And look, I'm not a physicist or I'm not a scientist, but is there such thing as plexiglass that's bulletproof? Is that possible? Maybe, right? I'm not positive, but the fact that he claimed it was bulletproof is just hilarious. So we get now the entrance coming out, and I remember the entrance here for Booker T. As I was watching this match earlier, it was pretty flat for Booker T, who wasn't exactly on fire as he entered this contest. It was really about two men. And those two men were Shawn Michaels and Triple H. That's ultimately the story that's being told here. So as the match progressed, the story between these two became clearer and clearer, and that it was probably going to come down to Shawn Michaels and Triple H. So that's ultimately what did happen, but let's just take a listen to some of these entrances. So Shawn Michaels' entrance gets easily the biggest pop of the night. And the one thing also about this match that I had forgotten is when you look at Shawn Michaels' hair, I mean, it just looks kind of, it looks like he's a schoolgirl. Like I guess in today's terms, he looks like the soccer mom that, you know, everyone rattled off on AJ Styles. He does kind of look like a soccer mom. He's got the soccer mom cut going on. It just was weird. Not as weird as Crown Jewel last year with Shawn Michaels coming out of retirement inexplicably and having a bald head. Let's not talk about that, right? Like that was just strikingly awful on all fronts. Not just with the hair, but the match and the fact he came out of retirement for blood money, all of that. I mean, like, the whole thing was just dirty. And I feel like I needed to shower after hearing about what Shawn, you know, did. Not just, you know, even if it wasn't Saudi Arabia, the fact he came out for a tag match, I know it's against Undertaker and Kane. It's DX versus the Brothers of Destruction. I understand all that, but I don't think it's still warranted coming out of retirement for, and the bald head was just bizarre, right? Anybody else get distracted by his bald head at Crown Jewel number 2 years ago, whatever it was?
With Lucky Land slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to, has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered ChumbaCasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby. Mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa. Take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Ch-ch-chumba. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Anyway, so Shawn Michaels comes out with his soccer mom haircut or whatever. I don't know. I can't think of anything more clever because I'm too tired. And easily gets the biggest reaction of the night, as expected, and was locked into the pod. And well, let's continue to listen to see how this match starts.
This unique structure, 36 feet in diameter, 16 feet from the ring to the top of it. I understand. 5 minutes from now, one of those chambers will be open, and one of those superstars will be well introduced into the match. Bob Van Dam, as we said in September, became within a heartbeat or so of becoming the world's heavyweight champion. And Triple H was getting heel kick, knocking down Triple H. Triple H got the worst draw of any champion could in this structure.
I'm going to ask you some questions, JR, and hopefully you have the answer, because I think some of these questions may be on the mind of the fans out there. What happens if you're in this first 5 minutes?
So we had RVD and Triple H start this match. And again, I mean, how awesome is the pairing of the King and JR and the King, right? It is just a brilliant combination who can make anything feel and sound good. And RVD and Triple H start off this match. And then we had Jericho enter next, and they end up ganging up on RVD.
Steel in this match, but for that matter, so is Triple H.
Well, leave it to Eric Bischoff to come up with this idea. I love the part. Look at the steel, even with the ring floor right outside, all the way around. No, it couldn't be padding. It couldn't be wood. It's got to be steel.
Not very wrestler friendly is this structure, to say the least. And
So RVD continues to get punished, and boy, you can hear the body smacking onto the steel, which really was unforgiving. And they have since obviously modified the structure to be a hard padding rather than the steel, which, yeah, it's not as hardcore, and it adds takes away a little bit from the edge of the chamber a little bit, but honestly, for the safety of the wrestlers, I'm not going to say that, oh, I'd rather have the steel, right? So, all right, well, RVD starts to get in some offense. Ultimately, get cut down by Triple H. And now here we go, counting down to the next entry. So Booker T comes in, gets his offense in, and then ends up clearing the ring. Him and RVD get in a little bit of a scruffle, and then things kind of pair off as we wait until the next entrant is released. So, man, this was just such a hard-hitting match, and a match style that is foreign to today's style of wrestling, right? Today's style of wrestling, as we all know, is very much a fast-paced, in-your-face, stunt type of match. And then, all right, well, here we go. We have Kane now entering.
I don't think Booker T's got much left. Jericho's got even less, and the game's got even less than those two.
The Red Machine can destroy anybody on their best day. And now after this, it may be academic before Kane starts eliminating people.
That floor out there is a killer.
Has absolutely no give. Solid steel painted black.
Now what?
Oh, he's going to use him as a battering ram. Jericho like a human javelin. His head rammed into the chains that comprise the walls of the Elimination Chamber.
And I will say, this is... Oh, wait a minute. So there we go. I forgot about that. Jericho's body actually took out the plexiglass before Goldberg's did a year later. So that's pretty funny. I mean, even the commentators talk about that. I mean, honestly, if something's bulletproof, your body's not going to go through it, right? I mean, it's just silliness. Anyway, I'm being facetious. It really is not that big of a deal. But it's just funny that Bischoff just stood in that very chamber and said it's bulletproof, and Jericho just got gently tossed through it by Kane, and it just shattered like ice. So, all right. Let's continue on here. Kane ends up having his 5 minutes of fame and dominating, so let's just take a listen to some of that. So Booker T's out of the match, and we are still waiting on Shawn Michaels to get himself involved here. He is the last competitor to enter the match, and I think that's the right way to book this match, right? I mean, I want Shawn Michaels to be built up, and you want him to feel special, right? So, all right, well, let's get a little bit more of the audio here and get to Shawn Michaels' entrance.
Himself. There'll only be one winner, one survivor at the Survivor Series, and he will be the world's heavyweight champion.
Look at this!
Shawn Michaels, he's not quick, he's sudden. He shot right in Kane's face, avoided contact on one pass, and came back to the front.
What I liked about this is, as JR talked about, he said that Shawn will find Triple H in due time. And Triple H is laying on the ground, and Shawn Michaels is getting his advantage, getting some offense in on everybody but Triple H. So they're still building that moment where Triple H and Shawn finally get their hands on each other. That's good psychology. I mean, I like that. Even though they're in the same match now, Shawn finally gets in. You don't see them immediately go at it. I mean, that's good. That's good ring awareness. That's good psychology. That's a great way to build something. So let's continue this match and forward it a little bit more. We have Jericho putting Triple H in the walls.
Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.
So before we go any further, one thing I'd like to point out, I know I missed a few eliminations there. Kane ends up getting eliminated, and Kane got eliminated, if I am remembering correctly, Kane got eliminated from Sweet Chin Music, a Pedigree, and a Lion Salt. And so it took quite a bit to get Kane eliminated, who was eliminated third. RVD was eliminated first by a missile dropkick by Booker T. Then we had Booker T eliminated. As you listen, Kane got eliminated after getting three finishers hit on him. And then Chris Jericho, as you just heard, got eliminated by Sweet Chin Music. So it's building up here to this moment, that moment of belief. And one thing I'd like to point out, you know, that I've noticed about the drama and feel of this match, what helps? Color. Blood. And I know in today's PG product, that is not something that I believe WWE will ever bring back. And I get it. But boy, when it's done and it's done in the right time and moment, it makes everything, it's just so effective. It immediately drives emotion out of you. And when you see somebody bleeding, it immediately makes you feel something. Whether it's compassion, whether it's anger, you know, whatever it may be. You feel something for watching someone bleed. And today, with that being taken out, and I'm not going to count Shayna Baszler's biting Becky Lynch's neck, okay, because we all know that was a blood capsule. I'm talking about when color was needed and when you put it into a match in which it made sense to put it in and it added to the drama of the match. It made you feel the all-important emotion, the emotion that keeps you coming back for more, because that's why we watch wrestling, emotion. That's what it essentially boils down to. That may be oversimplified, but that's what it boils down to. So I do miss color. I really, really do in wrestling. I know I don't want it all the time. I don't want it all the time, and I don't need the blood and guts and chair shots to the head. But boy, once in a while, wouldn't it be great to see someone bleed? I mean, And don't pretend that you're holier than thou, that, oh, that's sick. This is 2020. What do you want to see guys get hurt? No, fool. I want to see scheduled. I want to see prepared. I want to see scripted blood in a program when warranted. I don't want to see accidental blows to the head where guys actually split their skull open. I'm talking about calculated, scripted times in which you have a guy get a blade, as they did and do, and that's how you do it. And you have a guy maybe get hit in the head with a championship belt. I think that's a much safer shot you can do to the head. I don't know whatever happened to championship belt shots to the head. I don't know why you can't just do that today. It's, again, it's safer than a chair shot to the head, and just have somebody bleed. Imagine the emotion. Imagine the headlines. Imagine the buzz that it would bring to the product. I'm just saying. Just food for thought. I know they're not TV-14, but once in a while, I don't see a reason why not for it. So just a little bit of my food for thought. I what do you guys think? Would you like to see blood get brought back on an occasional, as-needed basis? What do you guys think about that? I'd love to know. You can tweet me at the WWE podcast. So, all right, well, let's take a listen here as we get closer to the conclusion of this match, which obviously came down to Shawn Michaels and Triple H. Out of
the chamber! Michaels dropping his elbow. Shawn Michaels trying to negotiate for the cover. He's not going for the cover. What's he doing? Oh, that may come back and haunt Shawn Michaels. Not going for the cover there. Oh, wait a minute. He can't help himself, JR.
He is dazed.
He may believe in Shawn Michaels, but he can't keep the showstopper from coming out in him. He can't stop the show voting. Yes, I knew it. This ain't going to work. Shawn Michaels tuning up the band, perhaps for some sweet tin music. Triple H, he's having a hard time negotiating back to his feet. Listen, everybody in Madison Square Garden, look. He's scored with a pedigree. I told you, JR. But Triple H cannot. He can't capitalize at this moment. He is a bloody and battered man. He's the world's heavyweight champion. But he's turned to his stomach. He sees his adversary. Just get one arm across him. One finger is all you need. Shawn Michaels is done. There it is. The arm over. Is this how it's going to be? No, it's not how it's going to end. What's not going to end that way? What? Shawn Michaels got a stone up.
So that's something called when a finisher makes sense of kicking out of a finisher making sense, right? That's when a finisher being kicked out of is totally warranted on a big stage between two big stars in a dramatic match for the biggest prize in the game, the World Heavyweight Championship. You could argue WWE Championship's bigger, but it's the biggest prize that they have on Raw. Remember, there was also a brand split back then too. So that's when finishers are warranted of being kicked out of, on top of the fact that there was a big delay between the moment that Triple H hit the pedigree and the moment that he put his and draped his arm over Shawn Michaels to start the three count. And Earl Hebner's refereeing this match, and God, I love the way he counts. I just love the way Earl Hebner counts his threes. And I know that's kind of weird to say, or you'd be like, what are you talking about? Just his cadence and the way that he counts the three is, it's, I don't know what it is. I just love it. It just is classic. So, all right, let's continue on and find out the finale here. What happens?
They're being all over the world right now, JR. Nobody believes this. Shawn Michaels is the heavyweight champion of the world!
Look at this!
My God, can you believe it? Maybe the world's biggest celebration! I know it's been said before, but in the WWE, do you believe in miracles? Shawn Michaels believed in himself! Michael believed in his ability to win this match, and he has survived it.
So Shawn Michaels, the improbable win, and I say improbable because at this time it still wasn't quite determined if Shawn Michaels was back full time. He had the match with Triple H at Survivor or at SummerSlam. You know, he had this match here. But it still wasn't determined whether or not he was going to be here long term. So it was a shocker that Shawn Michaels won, because the perception was that he was not here for a long time, right? He was just there for a good time. But he really, in the eyes of fans, and I remember thinking the same thing. It's like, okay, well, he's back, but is this just kind of a one-off or a, you know, one or two match thing and a feel-good moment only to relinquish the belt and move on? You know, and we had that feeling, but obviously we know what went on to be of Shawn Michaels continuing another 5-6 years and retiring at WrestleMania 26. So it was, of course, I think a trial and error period for Shawn Michaels, trying to find his footing and figure out whether or not he was truly back or if this was just on a short-term basis. And we know the answer, but that's why it was such a shock. I know that it was Shawn Michaels, and he's one of the greatest of all time. But the fact that, you know, he was gone for so long, and we're not sure how long you're back. Usually when you're not back for long, you don't hold the belt. I know that that rule has changed with Goldberg recently, over the last couple of years, winning the Universal Championship. And we've seen it in other cases as well. But it was the unpredictability of Shawn Michaels winning that made this great. And obviously Triple H and Shawn, who have some of the best chemistry you'll ever see together. And this was a program of Shawn Michaels and Triple H, one of my favorite of all time. And just their run that they had with the 2002 return at SummerSlam that I think led all the way to Bad Blood 2003. When they ended up in a 2 out of 3 falls match that actually had Triple H winning, and he won fair and square, which was surprising and angering to me as an HBK fan. But I believe that's where it really ended, was the Bad Blood 2003 pay-per-view between the two. So I was glad that Triple H was his first opponent and his opponent for quite some time. And if you look at any of their matches, they really are just outstanding together. They are just brilliant in the ring. They are just peanut butter and jelly. They go together just perfection. I mean, there's no better way. Anybody that would deny Shawn Michaels and Triple H's chemistry, I think, is fooling themselves, right? So anyway, this was the very first Elimination Chamber match. It was memorable in many ways, from Shawn Michaels' win to the competitors in that match, to the fact that the very nature of the structure itself that we've never seen. Yes, we've seen a cage match. Yes, we've even seen Hell in a Cell, but we've never seen guys contained in pods that are going to be in the match that are released at a set interval of time. And you never know who's coming out next. So it's like a mini Royal Rumble, except in a more barbaric scenario, and you have to make the guy pin or submit. And it's an ingenious structure. Do I like that it's part of the pay-per-view schedule? No, just like I don't like Hell in a Cell's part of the pay-per-view schedule, because I don't think something that is that special should be just built into the WWE gimmick pay-per-view lineup just because it's a selling point at the expense of undermining what the actual match was intended for to begin with, and the rarity of the match and everything that went with it, the mystique of the match all went away when WWE just goes, yeah, well, whatever programs and feuds are going on at this time, we're going to stick those people in the cellar. We're going to stick them in the Elimination Chamber. It just makes no sense. You know, again, this year, we all know what's going to happen. It's going to be a Elimination Chamber match to determine who's facing The Fiend at WrestleMania. I think, unfortunately, it's a foregone conclusion. but stranger things have happened. And I know I'm getting a little bit away from the 2002 pay-per-view here, but just a quick touch on the current product. I would be very weary now that it is just kind of common knowledge, or the perception that it's common knowledge among fans that it's Roman Reigns who's going to win and face The Fiend at WrestleMania. I think people believe that it's a fait accompli. It's just going to happen. I'd be very wary of this now. And I have been a proponent and advocate of Roman Reigns winning that match, because I think it's the only one that makes sense. And there's really no one else on the roster. I mean, it's just process elimination. Who in the hell could The Fiend face at WrestleMania that would make sense more than Roman Reigns? As much as I disagree with him as a babyface character, and I despise his babyface character, he's the only one that makes sense. So, but the thing is, I would be very wary of this, because Vince has a tendency to take people at their most confident and turn them on their heads, especially with fans. And when it's a common perception that someone's going to win a match, and it's such a big stage in which they're going to win a match, I'd be very careful of this outcome, because it's almost too predictable to have Roman win this Elimination Chamber match. But obviously, first things first with a Super Showdown. So, well, guys, I hope you enjoyed the Wrestling Nostalgia Show today. I know I have. It was nice to go back to 2002, a time when I was a junior in high school. Much easier times. I had a part-time job that was nothing more than beer money and entertainment, right? It was a much easier time. And it was a much more star-studded time to be a fan, a much more socially acceptable time to be a wrestling fan, when wrestling was almost deemed as cool. So I hope you guys enjoyed the show. You guys can subscribe on any podcast app. You can give us a rating and review if you like the show. You can also hit us up on Facebook at facebook.com/theWWEpodcast. I hope you guys would join us there. And you can also hit us up on Patreon at patreon.com/WWEpodcast if you'd like to get all these podcasts completely ad-free. So, alrighty. Well, guys, thank you so much for joining me. Tomorrow and Friday will be AEW. It'll be NXT reviewing the shows that happened tonight. And then on Sunday, I'll be back with a co-host to go over all the things that happened in WWE with SmackDown, Raw, and everything in between as we close in a little bit more to WrestleMania and get a couple of weeks away now from Super Showdown. So that's all I got for you guys. Enjoy your evening or morning, whatever it may be, and I will talk to you next time.
Thanks for listening to the WWE Podcast. Don't forget to subscribe on your favorite podcast app so you don't miss a show, or head to WWEpodcast.com. And for all of these shows ad-free, head over to patreon.com/WWEpodcast. Until then, we'll see you next time.